Hi, welcome to Let's Get Into It. You guys are in for a treat. And by you guys, I mean the audience. Us, also in for a treat, because this is a good, old-fashioned trio brio. No guests, just the guys. And this week, I'm going to remember to introduce the co-hosts, which I'm not sure I've done yet this season. Nick, Douglas, take some time and introduce yourself.
Picture a forest.
I'm picturing a very small forest because you're whispering very lowly.
It's a big forest and I'm whispering because In this forest, all kinds of creatures that if we were to speak too loudly would come and hunt us down. The most dangerous of those creatures is man. And that man is me. I come and hunt you down in the rainforest. That's me, Nick Douglas.
I wasn't picturing rainforest. I was picturing conifer.
Well, fuck, you hardly know me.
When I think rainforest, I think jungle. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice job, Tim.
Great.
The rainforest is the name they gave the jungle to make it sound fragile. Because you think of jungle and you're like, yeah, they can take care of itself.
Right.
You think of the thing that Werner Herzog warned us about. Tim, why don't you take your time? Tim Mucci.
Hi, I'm Tim Mucci. I'm on a podcast entitled Let's Get Into It. Here we are, getting into it.
Is this why I haven't done intros before?
Yep.
Okay, well, what do you guys want to do this week?
We have beers.
Mm-hmm, that's a staple.
We don't have the fan on, which is great.
That is
great.
Don't
need it. Cool day.
What about music? We've got music.
Yeah, we always wait so long because we need to talk to guests.
We like music. Yeah. Let's, you know, the name of the show.
Mm. You know that song, I've Got Music? Can we sing that? I've got music. I've got music. I've got music.
Who could ask for more than music?
God, good start, guys.
Yeah.
I think the guests have really been weighing us down. Oh, I'm going to answer my phone.
The phone's ringing.
It's a number from Austin, Texas. Hello?
Hello. The FBI reports there is a home break-in every 15 seconds. Your local police recommend you protect your home. If you will allow us to place a small sign in your yard, we will install a new GE security system at absolutely no cost to you whatsoever. To hear more, press 1 now. To be placed on a do not call list, press 9.
Guys, what's my choice?
I think you gotta go with 1.
Yeah.
It's all free. Right.
Hi, my name is Alexandra. I'm one of the installation coordinators here at the alarm company. How are you doing today?
Hey there, I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
May I ask who I'm speaking with?
This is Jason.
Jason. All right, Jason. Well, I see here you are one of 5 selected in your area to receive the new GE Life Safety System and installation for free, so congratulations.
Thank you. How did I get selected? Did I pass a test?
No, you didn't pass a test.
Did I fail a test?
Yeah, so, no, you didn't.
No test. Okay, gotcha.
So, congratulations.
Thank
on
you.
That. Just to let you know, the park labor and activation for this promotional package altogether is all valued at a total of $1,500. It's all included free at no cost to you. So, Jason, you're probably thinking, what's the catch?
What is the catch?
There's no gimmick to this promotion.
So it's a sign that goes in my lawn?
Well, you would get a sign. You would also get some stickers and a bunch of other new technology.
So there's technology above and beyond signed and stickers.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, gotcha.
So now this promotion is for homeowners. So do you own or rent your home?
Oh, I don't. Yeah, you need my landlord then.
Yeah. Is your landlord, there a number that I could talk to them at so that maybe they could protect the home?
So if I give you their number, you can call the landlord?
Exactly.
One sec, just digging through my desk here. All right, found it. That is...
Okay, perfect.
415.
415?
Yep. Correct.
Can you give me your landlord's name?
Nick.
Okay, so I'm going to call Nick tomorrow and explain the promotion to him.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay.
Yay, now I'm going to get a call tomorrow.
And it all fell apart.
You... should figure out how to record that phone call.
I think that when the Jerky Boys were doing their work, they were laying the foundation for us to ask whether a sticker was technology.
I don't know who the Jerky Boys are.
What?
You never heard the Jerky Boys?
You're white and you're from Connecticut.
True, true.
This is what the Jerky Boys were like. Ring, okay. Ring.
Hello.
Hey there, numbnuts.
Hey.
What are you doing there now?
Oh, I'm recording a podcast.
Oh, you're just talking to me on the phone?
Okay. All right, rude.
Stupid.
No,
I'm rude?
I said
you
I was recording
the phone.
I said I'm recording a podcast. I don't get a word in edgewise?
Hey. Click.
Oh, I feel violated.
And now it's time for the Funny Five on Dr. Demento.
Number five.
Turkey Boys are never on Dr. Demento.
What's the Funny Five?
What? Funny Five was...
Bring, bring, bring.
Hello?
Hey, nerd bird. It's me, the Funny Five. Police are coming to your door to suck your ding-dong.
The police? What?
What are you up to? Taking your ding-dong out? Put it back in or else we're going to suck it as a police.
Wait,
gotta go.
So it's the cops?
Wait, I'm totally unclear about...
I'm getting a call.
Wait, yeah, you're getting a call?
Yeah, let me answer my phone.
Okay, can I still stay on the line?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great.
Yeah, hello, who's this?
Hey, it's us, the Funny 5-0.
What?
We heard you talking about us.
Wait, which one's gonna suck my ding-dong?
Now we're gonna suck all everybody's ding-dong.
Uh-oh. Bring, bring, bring. Oh, I gotta take this, too.
Hello?
Hey!
It's eating you from the future.
Uh-oh.
There's time travel in this?
Whatever you do... Whatever you do, don't make a prank call.
I already did. What's going to happen?
Oh, no. It means I got to come over and suck your ding-dong.
But there's already some other guy who's going to suck my ding. Sorry, I got to get this.
Hello.
Oh, hey.
I'm your ghost from after your death.
Oh, no, what happened to me?
Oh, you died sucking a ding-dong, you ding-dong.
Oh, no.
Click, click, click,
click, click,
click, click.
Caravan Pictures presents the movie the phone company doesn't want you to see.
Hey, jerky!
Hello?
What?
Who the hell is this?
Our Lady of Saros from this.
Oh, I got hemorrhoids bad. My hiney's killing me.
And action!
The Jerky Boys, the movie.
Guys, I found a letter.
Did you? Just now? Did someone slide it under the door of the studio?
Yeah, absolutely what happened.
Well, that sounds like paper.
Okay, there's a message written in clipped out magazine letters.
Oh, classic cool. Ransom note.
I can't read. Anyone want to pass at this?
Yeah.
All right.
Toss it over here. All right, let's see. It says, "Dear, let's get into it." Okay, so that's the first. And then he even clipped out a comma, he or she. Oh, and even indented the first sentence here. I am a terrorist.
Brave opening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Call me terrorist.
I have planted a bomb in the studio.
Guys, I'm really tuning out. I fucking hate stories that are all about I this.
I know, right?
What did Thought Catalog send this to us?
Ugh. I am Ishmael. That was your poll, right?
Sure.
Call me a terrorist. I have planted a bomb in the studio. There's two exclamation points that end those clauses.
Wait, there's an exclamation mark after terrorist and after studio, or after bomb and after studio?
After bomb and after studio.
I've planted a bomb in the studio.
Exactly. Dear, let's get into it. Call me terrorist. I've planted a bomb in the studio.
Are you hesitating because the note's hesitating?
No, there are ellipses.
Are the ellipses, like, are there spaces between them?
Here he cut out little dots, looks like three separate dots.
Or did he cut out spaces in between them? Are there just pieces of blank magazine?
He did. No, he did. Them? He did cut out little spaces in.
Okay.
All right, then that answers are.
Pasted them to.
He's clearly got an opinion.
Each one.
AP style.
That rules out Chicago as from where this terrorist is from.
Right, yeah. Okay, so it continues. If you do not successfully complete 5 segments every minute, I will blow up the studio.
Oh.
Is that even possible?
It's 12 seconds a segment.
Whew.
Does it say when the countdown starts? We've been in here for a while. We haven't even broken off a single segment. We're not dead yet.
It says you'll be totally safe from the countdown until it starts when you finish reading this sentence. Comma, dudes. Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
No.
Guys, we need a new segment. We need a new segment.
There's just too much time spent.
What's your coasters?
Oh my God, we piano. Don't have any.
I'm using the piano as a coaster.
Lapham's Quarterly.
Okay, I'm going to go do a break. I think that'll pause.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah,
okay.
Totally.
We're going to do a break and sort this out.
I want Frank Rizzo.
touch the public in a great way.
Hey, Jerky!
Welcome back to Let's Get Into It. The guys and I put our heads together.
Yep.
And we decided we don't negotiate with terrorists.
No, just like America.
And we don't even take the first step to negotiation, which is listening to their demands.
Yeah.
I think it's a fucking bluff. This studio's my house. I would have seen someone come in. I mean, granted, I don't have a great security system or anything.
No, you should really call that security place back.
The beeping in the background. I think the neighbors are watching 24.
Yeah, my neighbors are pretty fucking basic.
And I know you don't have a clock in this room, but, you know, that ticking is obviously a clock.
I think that's probably just your guilt.
And that smoky smell, I'd probably just have a stroke.
So, terrorist, whoever you are, we're not dealing
we're
with
not
you.
We're going to do a show
the way we want to do it.
The way we want to.
No fucking segments.
Oh, hey, there's another note coming. Let me
all right, get that. What does that one say?
Oh!
Whoa! Who is that out there?
Hey, Brad.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, what are you doing here? You see this note?
It was sitting out underneath the door, so I was just grabbing it to pick it up and put it in your cubbies.
It's like letters cut out of magazines.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I'll just give it to you guys now. Have a good show. I'll see you in a little bit. Bye.
Oh, hey, come on in. There's some weird stuff going on.
No, I gotta go. I got an important meeting with the...
Come on, you're our manager.
It says, I know you guys are resisting me. You have to do the segments, or the very real bomb will blow up.
Okay, guys, you gotta start doing segments right now.
Oh, jeez. Ultimatum's already. I mean, Brad's our boss, I guess.
Well, name a segment, Brad.
Yeah, what do you want us to do? But we got more important stuff to talk
about. I don't
know
your segments.
What's something that's market tested?
Haven't you been looking
at threes? Do threes. Come on, threes, do one.
Threes is the hardest one.
Come on, we got 30 seconds, guys.
Richard Dean Anderson. Is that threes? That's three things.
That's the start of one. Okay, Dean Anderson.
Okay.
Howard Dean Anderson.
Anderson Cooper Anderson.
Is that how we do it?
I don't think so.
Guys, it doesn't matter. Just move on to another segment.
Before we get distracted, though, Brad. There's some weird shit going on here.
We got these notes.
Apparently,
can we talk about it while we're walking to the next segment?
Tim, how about you handle a segment and Jason and I will talk about Brad.
Let's do. Okay, how's your mother?
Oh, by the way, listeners,
my mother's great.
Brad,
I wasn't able.
Brad's
to
our
see
boss.
Her during Mother's
Day, we haven't heard from her in a while. Our show's been doing.
It's been very laissez-faire.
Which I know that's
a really non-micromanager,
right? Which is great, Brad. You've chilled out a lot, and I dig that.
Thank you.
Last time you were on the cast was a Cody episode. You seemed to be a little pretty stressed out about stuff. You seem stressed out now, though.
Oh, Tim, you should probably do another segment.
I have a lot of responsibilities.
Let's do segment 76.
You are sweating so much, Brad.
Hey, John.
You just come from workout?
Oh, John's not here. Okay, that's not
Tim, have you finished that segment?
Yeah, well, I'm up to the second segment. Hey, John, but John's not here.
Here, I guess I could be John.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, why don't you be John?
All right.
Hey, John.
I'll keep filling in, Brad. So these notes have been coming under the door.
Why isn't
we don't know heads or tails to make one, but it seems like someone is ostensibly being a terrorist. They said, call me terrorist to start off. I'm no Agatha Christie, but I can follow a clue or two. What should we do about this? I personally...
You know, if it was me and I was in your position, I'd just do my fucking segments like I was supposed to.
3D printed hentai. That would definitely make it
weird.
Whoa, guys, this is sort of important.
Oh, we'll stop doing segments.
Yeah, just chill out for a sec.
No, you can keep doing segments. This is great.
While you listen, and then you do a segment while I listen.
Great.
Okay, we decided the break.
Oh, sextrology.
That we
me.
Don't negotiate with terrorists.
Yes.
That's like not a thing we do.
No.
What's our recourse then if we're not going to negotiate?
You like
I
to
mean,
do it like
nobody planted a bomb in this studio.
I guess like you have a big
right.
I don't know.
Where would they even put it?
It's a small room.
Brad, why do you have paste all over your fingers?
Have you been snorting paste?
No, I was helping my son with a pyramid project.
Oh, what's your son's name?
Connor.
Is hey,
Connor
Nick, did you know that
condition?
That as a kid?
Yes, it is. It's a.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, we don't actually have a guest this week.
Yeah.
So why don't you be our guest? We can learn a little bit about you, Brad.
We can get to know you better.
I would love to be your guest.
Well, thank God.
That's great. Now we can stop doing segments.
I'd love to be your guest sometime. Yeah. But, all
right, segment's over.
How many kids you got?
No, we need to continue with the segments.
Okay.
Well, to be honest, I think segments are just like structured and stilted.
Yeah.
And we've been wanting to do it just like a more
freeform.
Open.
I'm hearing you guys. I think something that you are not thinking about that you should be thinking about is my life.
My life. Remember that bit?
Oh,
Yes, very funny, very funny.
Yeah. My life.
My life.
Guys, that's a segment. That's a segment.
What's a segment?
That's a segment.
I think it's just a bit.
It's hard to tell the difference between bits and segments.
Can we just call it a segment?
Okay, what do you want to call it?
My life. Can we just call it my life?
My life.
My life. Yeah, all right. Yeah, that is a good
Golden touch bread. Okay. That's why you keep them around.
Great. So let's do another segment, guys. Let's keep it rolling.
Jeez.
Okay. I will just make my way over.
Oh, shit. I forgot the question. Brad, how many kids you got?
Just the one.
If you could join
just the one
second.
Kid.
Yeah, yep. Sure.
Connor.
Right? Connor.
How old is that kid?
We'll guess the Midwestern state.
Seven. Okay. Already has a pyramid scheme.
No, it's a paper model. Paper model.
Your son's dating a model? That's a little young.
Alaska? Yeah. No.
Good for the kid. Is that why you're sweating so much?
North. I run hot.
You run hot?
Run hot.
You are in great shape for someone who sweats so much. Are you running a lot?
I am.
Actually, that reminds me, I got to run for a little bit. I haven't actually exercised yet today.
Do you want me to...
No, it's cool. Hey, guys. Sorry, guys. I'm going to take my exercise break.
All right, good luck. Stretch out before you go, buddy.
All right, we'll do.
Don't eat for a half hour before now.
Or at all.
I just don't eat.
Yeah, don't eat.
Instead of exercising.
Well, why are you exercising?
Because I ate.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you guys done your runs yet today either?
No, I haven't done a run.
Guys, you got to be in here doing segments.
Brett, no, we don't do good shows, we realized, unless we exercise. We're just slow and dumb.
We got to
limber. The body is a container of the mind.
Brad, you cool just chilling here for the break while we go take a run?
Thanks, Brad.
No. Thanks, buddy.
I need a segment. Guys.
See you, Brad.
Shit. Oh, shit. Okay. Segment. Okay. Reasons not to die from a bomb. Segment. Phew. Reasons not to die from a bomb. Bomb, bomb, bomb. Okay. I have a family. I have a job that I'm slowly losing because of these assholes. I'm attractive. Okay. Another segment. What I had for dinner last night. Oh, fuck. I didn't have dinner last night. Okay. New segment. Try to remember how to dismantle the bomb that I put here. Okay. Oh, shit. I need to buy myself some time. Book corner. This is the corner with books. It's the corner book segment. So I don't know what this segment is. I think it's I go to the corner of the bookshelf and grab that book, and it is Madame Bovary. So that's the corner book game. Okay. I think if I just do one more, I'll have enough time to defuse this. I don't know what's going on. What is the cutest drunk animal? Panda. No, I take that back. Cutest drunk animal is the Australian animals, the koalas. Koalas are the cutest drunk animal. Okay. So I'll just disarm this bomb, and I'll put it back, and we'll never know that I did this. I'm gonna go. Oh. Hey, guys.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
Great.
How's it going, man?
Good. Yeah. Yep.
We are fucking fired up, pumped up to finish this podcast.
Yeah.
Boom. We got our blood flowing, and let's get this show boating, baby.
Turned out, while we were running, I did have an actual little small stroke.
Ambulance came, tried to give him a stent. I said, back off, jack off. I got this covered, and I grabbed his little kneecaps, rubbed them together to make a spark. That spark hit his heart. Boom, our little baby was back to life.
Healthy as an ox.
Healthy as an ox. See, we're on a fucking fire,
Brad. Is that a segment?
Fucking
what is what a segment?
Is that
Brad?
A couple of segments? I think there's a couple of segments.
Nice one, Brad.
Hi, I'm Brad.
I put things in boxes.
Such a square, man.
As long as it's a segment, I don't care.
Nothing's a segment and everything's a segment, bro. You want to do some segments?
Brad.
Let's do some fucking segments.
Okay, let's do a segment.
This is a segment called Peeling Off the Skin. It's where we all go around in a circle and we take off that coarse outer layer of skin that makes us not who we really are, and we reveal the tender little baby that we are inside. Brad, we're starting with you.
I'm so jealous of you guys.
Really?
I've always wanted to be on a podcast show. I've never been ready for it. I've never been able to do it myself. Oh. I freeze under pressure, and you guys are up there doing what I want to do, and I just feel like you don't listen to me, and it's stuff's just getting really stressful, and...
Oh, there, buddy.
That may have led me to certain actions in the studio.
Like coming in here and doing a great job?
I'm so sorry.
Those actions?
Coming here bearing your heart, dog?
Yeah.
I have to be real with you, okay? Because it's the segment.
Yeah, man. It's a great segment.
I'm the one who planted the bomb.
don't be hard on yourself. We all are responsible for some of the bad segments.
Guys, I am sitting on a bomb right now, and I have forgotten how to disable it, and we have to do segments or it will blow up.
That's exactly how it feels every week.
Every week it feels like that for us, but it always comes out okay.
The pressure's on.
Half the time it doesn't, and that's why we only publish every 2 weeks.
You guys are listening to me.
Yeah. I'm sitting on a bomb, Brad.
I'm sitting on
Holy shit.
He has a bomb in his hand.
And we have 8 seconds to do another segment before it blows up.
Oh.
Oh.
Five.
My favorite kind of creamer. My favorite kind of creamer is the one that's in the little tiny little...
You put the coffee is and half put the cream in top of that.
I used to drink those.
Basketball. The segment.
Okay.
Here, I'm going to throw this. Make your mouth a basket.
You guys are buying us more time. Keep going.
Turn the fan on while the mic is going.
That's a great segment.
It didn't turn on. It didn't turn on.
Pull the green wire.
Turn the fan off while the mic's going.
Pull the green wire?
Okay. Not you, Brad.
No,
the fan.
Just this wire. Okay. Let's play that segment, that old segment we called, Push the Red Button.
Push the red button?
No!
Brad, no! Okay. Alright, guys, let's play this segment. Take the things we have in our hands and shake them vigorously.
Okay, everyone!
No, Brad, not you! Don't you understand the pattern that's going on here?
Is this a segment?
Never mind, we've got no time for that, Tim. We have to do a new segment.
Oh, right.
It's time for this segment. Smack the bomb with your palm, Brad.
Smack the bomb with your palm.
Why would you possibly think of a segment called Smack the Bomb with Your Palm, Brad? Smack the Bomb with Your Palm.
Why would you guys have a segment like that? Why would you play it at this time?
It rhymes really well.
Guys, something about that last segment didn't reset the counter.
Uh-oh.
Why, it didn't count?
Oh, I told you it didn't count as a segment.
Oh, God.
We've got to run. This is Turn Back Time, 30 seconds.
If I could turn back time.
30 seconds.
30 seconds.
I would turn it back 30 seconds. 30 seconds.
It's working.
This is it. It listens to our segments. It's
Here's
attuned to us.
Let's do Cinema Bulls Back to the Future.
Okay.
Oh, I was in 1985. Then I was in 1955. John French.
Did it work? Is it changing?
We have 70 years till the bomb goes off.
Whoa.
Oh my God. What are we going to do with all of that? The door is locked.
Oh.
Someone's slipping a note under there.
What does it say?
It says, and it's written in this voice.
Hi, it's me. Brad from the future. No relation. I've trapped you in this room for the next 70 years. You have to do a podcast or the bomb will go off in just 70 years. Get cracking! Welcome to Let's Get Into It. I'm your host, Jason, and I've been forgetting to introduce the guys all season. So I'm gonna go around and give them all a chance to introduce themselves. Nick Douglas.
I'm... Sorry, it's me, 70-year-old Nick Douglas, 102... Your old Nick Douglas, we've been getting high, and so we've been super out of breath and coughing, but we're back, we're in our 72nd great year, let's do some segments.
Let's do some segments. Brad, are you...
I have a confession to make.
Okay.
I should have told this to you 69 years ago.
Nice.
I know to disarm this bomb, it's either the blue wire or the green wire.
Well, why haven't you disarmed
it? I guess. I'd rather...
Because I don't know which one it is.
I'm blue-green colorblind.
Well, I got the colors. I can see the colors. But I think we need to do what could possibly be the last segment of your show, which is blue or green.
Well, pass the bomb over, I guess. Okay. Here goes. Wish me luck.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com